Well, this week, very exciting because malignant melanoma is currently the fastest growing cancer in terms of numbers in the world. In the Western world, that's Britain, countries like Australia and America, the rates have gone up over 100% in the last 10 years, and the survival rate is shocking. I think the five-year long-term survival rate for malignant melanoma is around about the 10% mark. So we really need something done about this, and fast. And so this week, I was very encouraged to see there's a paper in the New England Journal of Medicine. It's been done by a researcher called Cassian Yee and his team. They're based at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle. And they tell the story of a 52-year-old man who came to see them with what amounted to a malignant melanoma that had already begun to spread around his body. So he already had cancer deposits in his lymph nodes, the glands, and the cancer had also invaded his lungs. And what they did in this man was to take some white blood cells from his circulation and then expose those white blood cells to a marker, a chemical antigen, which is expressed on the surface of some of the cells in a malignant melanoma. This is a marker called NY-ESO-1. And the cells were then also treated with some growth factors to make them begin to divide. And what they ended up with were about 5 billion CD4 T cells. These are a kind of lymphocyte, a white blood cell, which responded selectively to this chemical marker on the cancer. They then re-injected those cells back into the man. And 2 months later, he was re-scanned with a CT scan and they could find no trace of the cancer anywhere in his body. And the really interesting thing was that his immune system also seemed to develop the ability to attack other markers which are present on the cancer cells, as well as just this NY-ESO-1 marker, because only about half of the cancer cells had that, but the whole cancer went, suggesting that the T cells were able to encourage the immune system to develop an ability to attack more than just one type of cell and then rid the entire body of the cancer.
Cool. Is this just a single result or are they doing more research?
Well, of course, you have to be very careful how you interpret just a single result because this is one patient so far using this approach. But at the same time, I think there is light at the end of the tunnel because this shows you that you can do this. You can use someone's own immune system if you can reprogram it directly and appropriately to attack a cancer and get rid of it.
Okay.